It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you, the goal is to try to get through everything that we have planned on the show today. The likelihood of that happening is not good. So we want to run through games from the final week of the regular season for the GHSA. We want to talk about the college football playoff, what that means for certain teams. The GHSA also announced their reclassification proposal. We want to get into that. We've got high school football playoffs to talk about, brackets to go over, and then college games to preview as well. So we're going to do our absolute best to get to as much of this stuff as we can, but I'm not going to make you any promises. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Okay, so we've got one read out of the way, and so we've got a lot of games that to preview from, or to talk about, I guess, from last week. So I would like to jump into those games if we could. So what I'm basically saying is, producers, I want to do this segment with a little bit of music underneath. We normally don't do music underneath it, but there are so many games. Let's just put some music underneath it. Okay, great. All right, so Benedictine wins the region with a 49-13 win over New Hampstead. There will be a number one seed, New Hampstead, out. Westside Augusta at West Lawrence. West Lawrence 27-3 winners over Westside Augusta. Bleckley and Central Macon. Bleckley 49-0 woodshedding Central Macon. Jenkins County and Savannah. A lot of region implications for Jenkins County. They really needed the game. They got the game. They beat Savannah 27-8. And that thing got crazy. That thing got absolutely crazy. But Jenkins County, you're in. Camden at Tift. Neither one of those teams had a chance to make the playoffs. Neither one of them had won a region game. They were playing for pride. Game was in Tifton. Camden comes away with a 24-21 win to get their first and only region win of the season. Tift goes winless in the region. Colquitt and Richmond Hill. Colquitt had to have it to give themselves a chance to claim yet a share of another region title in 1-6A. And they did just that. They beat Richmond Hill 28-21 up at the Hill. Valdosta and Lowndes, for Colquitt to have gotten that share, they had to have Lowndes lose to Valdosta. The game was at Bazemore Hyder. Valdosta also stakes a claim to the region championship. So you had a three-way tie between Valdosta, Lowndes, and Colquitt all claim a share of the region championship. Valdosta 23-14 over Lowndes. Evans and Bradwell. Bradwell, the second half of the season has not been kind to the Tigers. They go down again, 38-34, this time to Evans. South Effingham and Brunswick. Brunswick had to have the game and get some help from Effingham against Statesboro, but Brunswick had to keep up their end by beating South Effingham. They did with flying colors, 46-19. The second half of South Effingham's season, wheels fell off. Effingham and Statesboro. So here's the scenario. If Statesboro won that game, they're your region champs. If Effingham wins the game, Effingham is your two. Brunswick is your one seed. Statesboro falls to three. That dang game was crazy. Effingham looked like they had the game in tow. Statesboro came storming back late, and then the game goes to overtime and even more craziness. In overtime, Effingham upends Statesboro 42-41 in overtime. Effingham is your 2 seed. Statesboro falls to 3. Brunswick wins the region. Greenbrier and Glenn. Glenn, 16-13 winners over Greenbrier. That same region I was just talking about. Glenn's the 4 seed there. Thomas County Central and Coffee. Thomas County Central needed the game to at least try to give themselves a chance at winning the region championship, and they did do just that. 41-17, they down Coffee. Coffee still gets in as a 4 seed. Lee and Houston. Houston needed the game to get a 2 seed. Lee was trying to eye at least a share of the region championship. Houston upends those dreams. Houston wins at home against Lee 34-28. Veterans and Northside, we've talked a lot about the season that Northside has had, not really up to what their expectations are. Normally, they do win and end their season on a positive note. They beat Veterans 36-22. Warner Robins and Perry. Warner Robins came out of nowhere, the wheels didn't fall off on them in the second half. And in fact, they turned it on in the second half of the season. And Warner Robins needed the game to potentially give themselves a 2 seed. Same thing for Perry. If Perry wins, they're probably the 2 seed. Didn't happen. Warner Robins 33, Perry 26. Perry falls to, I believe, your 3, and Warner Robins is your 2. Ware and Wayne. Ware 42-0 winners over Wayne County. That was in the swamp in Waycross. Peach County and Monroe 42-34. Peach winners 42-34 over Monroe. Southeast Bullock and Beach. So Southeast Bullock destroys Beach 48-8 head-to-head. Beach gets into the playoffs as a 29 seed. Southeast Bullock, they're sitting at home on the couch. They didn't get in. They finished 5th in the region. Beach finished 6th. And South Beach and Southeast Bullock beat them head-to-head, but yet they used those Max Preps power rankings, and that got Southeast Bullock eliminated, got Beach in somehow. Remember, Beach played one less game because some shenanigans with one of the other Savannah schools earlier in the year, where it was led to be like no contest, basically due to fighting on the field between the players. Coaches got crazy with it too. So Beach plays 9 games. Southeast Bullock plays 10. Southeast Bullock is 5-5. Beach is 5-4. And that was enough in the power rankings to jump Beach over a Southeast Bullock team that had beaten them head-to-head and was ahead of them in the rankings. Good job, GHSA. Liberty County and Calvary Day. Calvary Day 41-0 winners over Liberty. Groves and Windsor Forest. Windsor Forest gets the W 26-22 over Groves. Long County and the Islands. Long needed the game. They got it. 49-7. Long County gets in to the playoffs. Johnson of Savannah and Jenkins. Jenkins trying to win a region championship. 56-6 winners over Johnson of Savannah. Appling went to Pierce. Big time rivalry game. That thing has only heated up over the last several years as both programs have been really, really good. Pierce was trying to look at potentially winning a region, at least getting a share of it. Appling said, not today, my friend. Appling goes to Pierce and beats Pierce for the second time this season. Pierce loses a game in the Bears' Den. 31-14 Appling over Pierce. They did it handily, too. It wasn't even close. Brantley at home in Caney Bay against Bacon. Brantley goes down 41-15 to Bacon. Thomasville and Berrien 66-20. Thomasville over Bacon. Not that huge of a surprise. Jeff Davis and Fitzgerald. Jeff Davis had a chance at a 2 seed. So did Fitzgerald. 35-21. Fitzgerald at home knocks off Jeff Davis. Dublin and Dodge County. I thought Dodge was going to go to Dublin and win. They didn't do it. Dublin 22. Dodge County 16. East Lawrence and Northeast. Northeast at home. They beat East Lawrence 29-8. Toombs County and Savannah Christian. Toombs will win the region with a 52-24 win over Savannah Christian. Vidalia and Savannah Country Day. Vidalia scores 12 points and they go down 35-12 to Savannah Country Day. Charlton and Turner. Charlton 60 points. Up on Turner, they win the football game 60-34. And let me turn the page. We had 3 pages of scores. Clinch and Lanier County. Clinch goes undefeated on the season. They blank Lanier County 48-0. Bryan County and Metter. Bryan had to have the game to give themselves a chance to get into the playoffs. They didn't get it. They went to Metter, and Metter ended their season 35-0. Metter wins. Screven and ECI, that was for the region championship. What a great game. Screven 22, ECI 21. Screven is your region champ. ECI is his 2-seed. Portal and MCA. MCA really needed to win the game, but when Bryan County lost, it basically backed MCA in. They lost the game to Portal. They lost 27-24 at Portal. MCA still ekes their way into the playoffs. Talking about backing in. Hawkinsville and Dooley, 33-14. Hawkinsville over Dooley. Trutland and Wheeler County, 58-14. Wheeler over Trutland. No big surprise there, I don't guess. And Pinewood and Terrell, and that was a playoff game, the first round of the GISA playoffs. Losers out, winner advances. Pinewood, 56-28 winners over Terrell. And so now we move into the high school football playoffs for the GHSA, second round of the GISA. We'll talk all about that stuff coming up. But on the other side of this break, the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times. 912-267-1897 and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
All right, I told you, we are jam-packed in this show, so it's going to be tough sledding to try to get everything in, but dang, I'm going to try. We're going to do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings in just a moment. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 off Exit 29 in Brunswick, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Some music, please. Thank you very much. Let's just boost that a little bit in my phones. All right, thank you. All right, so let's recap from last week. Again, I'm going to try and just blow through this thing because we got a lot to get to. Okay, so last week we had number 10 was Benedictine, 9, Fredrika, 8 was Peach County, 7, Houston, 6, Pierce, 5, Tombs, 4, Valdosta, 3, Clinch, 2 was Lowndes, and the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Worth County Rams. All right, so at number 10, getting back into the rankings for the first time this season, maybe not the first time this season. I think they were in earlier in the year. They fell out. They hadn't been in a while. They are back in at number 10 with a first-round bye in the GISA playoffs at number 10, the Bullock Academy Gators at number 10. At number 9, a region championship also coming off of a bye, holding strong at number 9, the Fredrika Academy Knights. At number 8, moving up two spots with a 49-13 win over New Hampstead and a region championship, the Benedictine Cadets at number 8. At number 7, moving up one spot with a 42-34 win over Monroe, the Peach County Trojans at number 7. At number 6, the biggest fall of the week, the only team that really fell in the rankings, coming off of a 23-14 loss to Valdosta, their first loss of the season. The Lowndes County Vikings dropped from 2 to 6. At number 5, moving up two spots with a 34-28 huge win over Lee County, the Houston County Bears at number 5. At number 4, moving up one spot with a 52-14 thumping of Savannah Christian. I thought that game would be close. The Tombs County Bulldogs at number 4. Moving up one spot to number 3 with the aforementioned win over Lowndes, 23-14, the Valdosta Wildcats move up from 4 to 3. At number 2, with a 48-0 woodshedding of Lanier, undefeated season, the Clinch County Panthers at number 2, which means the number 1 team closing the regular season at number 1, staying at number 1, coming off of a bye, the Worth County Rams are your number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Ranking. So let's recap. At number 10, we had Bullock Academy. At number 9, we had Fredrika. At number 8, Benedictine. At number 7, Peach. At number 6, we had Lowndes. At number 5, Houston. 4 was Tombs. 3, Valdosta. 2 is Clinch. And 1, the Worth County Rams. Those are your Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We still got a lot to get to. Playoff brackets, games, playoff games on the way. It's playoff time in Georgia.
Fans, Johnny Wynn here with the AC Guys alongside my partner Robert Solomon. No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. As your exclusive trained comfort specialist dealer, we provide the highest quality work by trained professionals and top-notch service. So give the hometown team a call today at 912-638-5778 or check us out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
Welcome to Adobo Queens Restaurant, Brunswick's first and only authentic Filipino restaurant. Lumpia, pancit, and of course adobo chicken and pork. Take the short drive over and come on in. 6110 Altama Avenue, Suite 115, right next door to Kia. Or call ahead and order 912-456-3119. Or order online at adobo queens menu fy.com. Takeout or dine-in available for lunch or dinner. Brunswick's newest sensation, Adobo Queens.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and his family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors. 2928 Norwich Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Friday, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Guys, don't look now, but Christmas is on the horizon. Don't get stuck holding Santa's bag this holiday season. Get on into Cunningham Jewelers and find that perfect Christmas gift. Make sure to have your special someone come on in and fill out their Christmas wish list for 20 to 30% off that special gift. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
High school football playoffs in full swing. GISA had already started. The GHSA now joins the party. And so we will start in the single A classification division one. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the Southern Sports Edition. com. Football season is here, and we at Jessup Furniture are going long. Living room suits, dining room suits, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices. All the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture Outlet, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram. Okay, so the high school football playoffs, let's get this thing going. In the single A Division One, East Laurens and Heard County. East Laurens gets in as a 32 seed. They're going to play the number one overall seed, which is Heard County. Doesn't look good, East Laurens. I'm going to take Heard County in that game. Ace Charter and Fitzgerald. Ace Charter is a 24. Fitzgerald is the 9. I'll take Fitzgerald. Washington County. This is all the same bracket, by the way. Washington County, the 25th seed against Dublin, who is the 8th seed. Give me Dublin to win the game over Washington County, which will set up a Fitzgerald-Dublin matchup in the second round. Gotta love it. Bacon County and Swainsboro. Swainsboro is the 12. Bacon's the 21. Give me Swainsboro. In the bottom half of that bracket, Toombs County, who's the 4 seed, will be at home against Temple, who's the 29 seed. Give me Toombs to win the football game. On the other side of the bracket, McNair at Worth County. Worth got a 3 seed overall. Give me Worth to win the football game. Jeff Davis and Bleckley. This is a 19-14 game. Bleckley's your 14, but I'm going to take Jeff Davis. I guess this will be considered an upset. Give me Jeff Davis to win the football game. At the very bottom half of the bracket, the number 2 team, Lamar County, will be taking on the 31 team, Berrien County. Give me Lamar to win the football game. Single A Division 2. Manchester and Wheeler County. Manchester, a 4 seed. Wheeler County, the 1 seed. The GHSA can't make up their mind. They want to do 1 through 32 power rankings in some of these things, and then they want to do region standings 1 through 4 in the other. So in Division 2, they did region standings. Division 1, they did power rankings. You'll see that theme throughout this. Wheeler County, the number one seed. Give me Wheeler over Manchester. Georgia Military, they're a 3. ECI is a 2. Give me ECI to advance. Chattanooga County at Clinch. Give me Clinch. They're the 1 seed region champs. That'll set up a second round matchup of ECI and Clinch. Gotta love that. Charlton at Macon County. Give me Macon County to upend Charlton. That's a 3-2 game. Troutland, another 3-2 game. Troutland at Mount Zion. I'll take Troutland here. McIntosh County Academy, they are a 4. They'll be taking on Johnson County. They are a 1. This game's going to be close. This is going to be a tough game. MCA is a tough 4 seed. I'm going to take Johnson County, but I think the game's really close. I wouldn't be stunned if MCA won the game. Hawkinsville and Tryon. Hawkinsville's the 2 seed. Tryon the 3. Give me Hawkinsville. All right, so that concludes Division 1. We will now move to AA. In AA, Pierce hosts Ringgold. Give me Pierce, even though they're coming off that tough loss to Appling. Speaking of Appling, and by the way, they did these in the AA, they did the power rankings. So Pierce was a 16 and Ringgold was a 17. That's a pretty low ranking for Pierce, by the way. Appling County, that's a 5. They're your region. They're your region champs. And then Hart County, they're a 20 AC. Give me Appling. That's it for AA as far as South Georgia is concerned. Flip the page. AAA, Liberty County at Cairo. Again, they did power rankings here. Liberty County is a 25 seed. They will go to Cairo, who is an 8 seed. Give me Cairo to win the football game. Whitewater at Jenkins. Jenkins is a 5 seed. They'll be taking on Whitewater, who's 28. Give me Jenkins. Cherokee Bluff and Peach County. Peach County's a 12. Cherokee Bluff a 21. Probably a close game. Peach County wins. Beach and West Lawrence. Beach is the 29 seed. We mentioned that last segment. West Lawrence is a 4 seed. West Lawrence, of course, region champs. So I will go with West Lawrence over Beach. And then the final game in AAA, Long County at Westside Augusta, at least for South Georgia. West Augusta is a 10. Long got in as a 23. Give me Westside Augusta to beat Long County and end that season. All right, moving on to 4A. That's AA. There's 4A. All right, in 4A, Ware County, a 3 seed. Boy, that's a dangerous 3 seed. By the way, they did the 1 through 4 here, the region standings. Ware's a 3 seed. Flowery Branch is a 2. Give me Ware. Sort of an upset. Warner Robins, they earned that 2 seed coming on strong late. They'll be at home against Eastside. Give me Warner Robins here. They're playing great right now. East Forsyth at Benedictine for 1 game. BC's your 1. Give me BC to win the football game. All right, going to 5A. Statesboro and Habersham Central. Statesboro, your 3 seed. Habersham Central, your 2. Give me Habersham Central to take down Statesboro. Woodstock at Thomas County Central. Thomas County Central is your 1. Thomas County Central wins the game. Effingham, your 2 seed. They're at home against Clark Central. Give me Clark Central to go to Effingham and win. Coffee on the road as a 4 seed. That's a dangerous 4 seed. They will be on the road at number 1 Sequoia. Don't be stunned if Coffee wins the game, but I'm going to take number 1 Sequoia. 3 seed Lee County, another dangerous low seed. Lee County number 3, they'll be at Sprayberry. Lee will win the football game. Winder Barrow, a 4 seed. Brunswick, your 1 seed. Give me Brunswick to beat Winder Barrow. I think game's close. Creekview at Houston. Houston the 2 seed, Creekview the 3. Give me Houston. Glenn Academy goes to Jackson County. Glenn's your 4, Jackson County's your 1. I think Jackson County ends the Red Terrors season. All right, moving on to 6A. Colquitt at Mill Creek. Give me Mill Creek. Colquitt's your 3, Mill Creek's your 2. Lounge, your 2 seed. They'll be hosting Collins Hill. Give me Collins Hill to beat Lounge. On the other side of the bracket, Dacula at number 1 Valdosta. So Valdosta got the number 1 seed in that 3-way tiebreaker. I think they win the game against Dacula. They advance. They'll probably get they get the winner of Archer and Brookwood. And then finally, Richmond Hill, number 4 seed against number 1 Buford. Thanks for coming, Richmond Hill. You had a great year. We appreciate you. Buford wins the game. In your GHSA private school bracket, Savannah Country Day at Mount Vernon. This is a 17-16 game. They use the power rankings again. Inconsistency, right? Give me Mount Vernon to beat Savannah Country Day. Savannah Christian, they will get a first-round bye. They're your 8 seed. Calvary Day, they're your 4 seed. They also get a bye, and that will conclude all of the playoff games for the GHSA, moving on to the GISA. Robert Toombs, and this is single A, Robert Toombs at Thomas Jefferson. Give me Robert Toombs to win the football game. Edmund Burke, the 2 seed, and Flint River, the 3. There's only 4 teams in this playoff, by the way. Give me Edmund Burke to beat Flint River. We're going to skip double A, go to triple A, and in triple A, Valwood will be hosting Frederica. Valwood handled Frederica pretty handily earlier this year. That game was played on St. Simons. Give me Valwood. Pinewood Christian advanced to get Deerfield Windsor. Deerfield Windsor is the 2 seed. By the way, Valwood's the 4. Frederica is the 5. Deerfield Windsor is the 2. Pinewood Christian is the 7. Give me Deerfield Windsor to beat Pinewood Christian and advance to the final 4 of the GISA playoffs. And finally, the GISA 4A bracket, Bullock Academy at George Walton. I like Bullock. Remember, Bullock just got back into the power rankings. I like Bullock to win the game and advance to what would be the final 4 in the GISA. Bullock did get a first round bye, so they did not have to play in the first round. Whew! That's a lot of games. All right, so I still want to talk about all of the region stuff coming out, or not region, but classification stuff coming out from the GHSA. We will get to that on the other side of the break. Some really interesting things from the classifications that the GHSA is proposing. These aren't final, but we'll still talk about them.
It is that time of year again, time for fall and football fun. It is also time to give your friends at Air Adjusters a call for your fall service. Don't get left out in the cold. Score a touchdown and make the two-point conversion good today with your neighbors at Air Adjusters. Call 912-264-9747 to schedule or check us out online, airadjusters.com. And of course, let's go Dawgs. License number CN208489.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simons and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simons. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter, 912-634-1521, and online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons and Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has 2 locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Macon Light. Monday through Saturday, both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
The GHSA announced their classification proposals this past week, where they decided who's going to be in what region. Remember, they're making all sorts of changes as far as how they're going to classify teams moving forward. An interesting side note of this classification, a little caveat, is that for teams that have been in certain regions that haven't fared well, regardless of student enrollment, they're going to drop them a classification to give them a chance to be good, I guess. So, you know, you look at somebody like Tift County, who is up in Region 1-6A with the Camden and the Lowndes of the world, and they didn't fare so well. Remember, they also were dropped last go-around, where they fell from that top region to the next to top region, and they were in with, like, Lee and Coffee, and they didn't fare well in that region either. We don't have regions yet, but more than likely, Tift's going to fall right back to where they were. So if they don't fare this time, do they drop Tift County to what would be 5A? I mean, if Tift County drops to 5A, I think that changes things tremendously. Tift's not a bad football program. They just keep getting in these super regions, and it's tough for them. So keep an eye on that. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden House Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at CompanionsForHeroes.org. Okay, so here's what they did. No big surprise in 7A. They're going to recreate 7A. Remember, they took it away last year. They're going to reinstitute it this year or moving forward for next year. So 7A, some of the likely candidates you expect to be there: Lowndes, Camden, Richmond Hill, Colquitt, Valdosta. You expect those teams. What's interesting here is Lakeside Evans is going to move up to 7A. They were down in the next highest classification. They were in the region with Brunswick and Glenn and all them, and they had a rough go. They did not do very well, and so now they're going to be moved up to 7A unless they plead a hardship and win, which they may very well do, but that's a bad break for Lakeside Evans. In 6A, Effingham, there was a lot of talk about Effingham. Remember last year, or the last classification, Effingham had numbers to be moved up to 6A, and things got wonky, and some folks got involved, and politics got involved, and Effingham was allowed to stay in the next highest classification instead of moving up with Lowndes and Colquitt and those folks. These numbers say that Effingham is going to stay where they are, so we'll see how that plant pans out. Houston County also in 6A. We had mentioned Tift dropping down. Veterans is going to be in 6A. Northside Warner Robins in 6A. Brunswick in 6A. South Effingham, Glen Academy, Bradwell Institute in 6A. Coffee, Thomas County Central. These are just teams that kind of make sense for us to mention, and like from South Georgia. Thomas County Central, Lee County, from the Augusta area. Evans will stay in 6A. In 5A, Warner Robins will remain in 5A. Statesboro will drop down. Technically, they stay in 5A, but they were in the next to highest classification. They'll go down to the 2 from highest classification. So Statesboro will drop. Ware County, Wayne County, Jenkins moves up. That's interesting. At 4A, you're going to have Liberty County. You're going to have Benedictine, Long County, who will move up. West Lawrence will move up. Windsor Forest up. Peach County will move up. Southeast Bullitt kind of stays where they are. In 3A, well, actually, I guess sort of Southeast Bullitt moved up, but it would still be sort of the same classification because, remember, they're reinstituting 7A, so we're going to gain a classification. In 3A, Hepzibah, Pierce County, Beach, Tatnall, Appling will drop. The Islands will be 3A as well. Brantley, 3A, Toombs County, 3A, Savannah Christian, 3A, Johnson of Savannah, 3A, and Worth County will move up to 3A. In AA, Calvary Day, Fitzgerald, Berrien, Dodge County will move up, Jeff Davis, Vidalia, Swainsboro will move up, East Lawrence, Twiggs County, Dublin will move up, Bacon County, as well as Savannah, Bryan County, and Metter. Both Metter and Bryan County moving up out of single A to double A. In single A, Charlton County will stay. Claxton will drop. Actually, Claxton will stay. Take that back. That's everybody's get right game. Clinch County and single A Hawkinsville. MCA will stay single A. Portal will stay single A. Trutland ECI will stay single A. Wheeler County will also stay single A. So those are all of the schools that are going to be moving up and down with this. And this isn't final because there are teams that are going to plead hardship. Some of them will win. Some of them will lose. And so, you know, we'll see where schools fall. And then they'll start coming up with regions and all of that good stuff. All right, so we're going to take an early break to try to give us some time to get through the college football stuff. I want to preview college football games as well as I want to talk a little bit about the college football playoff and those college football playoff rankings that came out by the committee and what that means for a lot of the teams. So we're going to take an early break, but I will see you on the other side.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Be sure to ask about our keg selection, too. Locally family-owned and operated since 1985. Off exit 29 on I-95. 61 Candler Drive. Call 912-265-2567. And look for specials on Facebook. M&B Liquors. This football season, make sure you catch every heart-pounding snap at Mullet Bay on St. Simon's Island, 512 Ocean Boulevard, just down from the Pier Village, where you can find live pregame music all football season long. Dine in or take out, lunch and dinner. Wild Georgia shrimp, fresh flounder, fresh salmon, fresh oysters. Check out Mullet Bay's new look and new menu. Call 912-634-9977, mulletbayrestaurant.com, and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Live pregame music all football season long at Mullet Bay.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
Know what time it is. Radio. All right, so we're going to get into the college football stuff now. We're going to preview some games, and I still want to talk about the college football playoff. Hopefully, we'll find enough time to do that, which is why I took an early break to try to give us enough time there at the end. Man, I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be super proud of myself if I get through all of this stuff because it is just I'm just throwing stuff left and right at you guys. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Companions for Heroes, Golden Isles Collision Center, Jessup Furniture Outlet, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show. Hey, that's me. Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com, Friday Night Lights, and Sweet Tea. All right, so we've got all of the reads out of the way. So now it is full bore college football stuff. So here we go. We are gonna cram some stuff in here. All right, so week whatever this is, 10. I don't know. Tulane at Memphis. This is not a top 25 game, but it might as well be. The winner of this game puts themselves in a really good spot to continue their march toward the college football playoff. I'll take Memphis to beat Tulane at home. In the ranked games, Northwestern at 19, USC. Give me Northwestern to win the football game. Number 7, BYU at number 8, Texas Tech. This is a Big 12 conference game, a big-time game. These are your top two Big 12 teams. BYU is undefeated. Texas Tech just the one loss. Texas Tech can't lose it. If Texas Tech loses, they have no shot at making the college football playoff. If BYU loses, maybe they can find their way still in. Give me Texas Tech at home. Number 5, Georgia at Mississippi State. Georgia survived Florida, and so they are ranked 5th in the country. They will be in Stark Vegas playing the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Bulldogs versus Bulldogs. Give me Georgia. Number 2, Indiana at Penn State. Penn State's had a dreadful go the last several weeks. I really want to pick Penn State in this football game. I'm going to say this game is close and Indiana finds a way. Number 1, Ohio State at Purdue. I think Ohio State struggles here. I think you're going to see some chinks in the armor against Purdue. This is going to be a weird game. Like, this is going to be one of those like 24-23 type games. Give me Ohio State, but man, I think this thing's close. The Citadel at number 5, Ole Miss. Ole Miss will blow out the Citadel. At least they should. Number 9, Oregon at number 20, Iowa. Beware, Oregon. This has upset written all over it. Iowa likes to slow the game down. Ball control. They're at home. Oregon's that high-flying offense. They don't play much defense. Give me Oregon, but I'm not going to be stunned if Iowa wins the football game. Number 3, Texas A&M at number 22, Missouri. Game's in Columbia. I have zero faith that Texas A&M is going to finish the season undefeated. 0.0. I think Missouri gets them. Give me Missouri to knock off Texas A&M. Syracuse at number 19, Miami. Carson Beck has reacquainted himself with his old friend called Interception. And Miami, I think, does beat Syracuse. And they have to have it to give themselves any chance. And it's a slim one of getting in the college football playoff. Number 23, Washington at Wisconsin. Washington brand new to the top 25. Give me them to go to Camp Randall and win the football game. Cal at 15, Louisville. Louisville's got to have it. They've got who there will not be a team from the ACC as far as an at-large team. The only route for the ACC to get any team in is for them to win the conference. That's it. You don't win the conference, you're not going to be in. Give me Louisville to win the game. Wake Forest at Virginia, who's 14th. Give me Virginia to win the game. Right now, you would have Virginia and Louisville playing. Navy at number 10, Notre Dame. Navy's undefeated. They're going to South Bend. I think Notre Dame gives them their first loss of the season. LSU at Alabama. LSU's in complete disarray. They don't know who's running what over there at the university. You don't have an athletic – well, you just got an athletic director, no president from the school, no football coach. Give me Alabama to win the game. Then that moves us out into the SEC unranked. Florida at Kentucky. Give me Florida to get the win. Duke at UConn. Give me Duke to win the game. Stanford at North Carolina. I think I like Stanford. I think. Florida State at Clemson. This was supposed to be a big game. This was supposed to determine – who might go to the ACC championship game, or maybe even a preview of what the ACC championship game was supposed to be. Instead of getting Florida State and Clemson, we're probably going to get Louisville and Virginia, or maybe Georgia Tech as well. Give me Florida State to win the football game. Houston at Central Florida, give me Houston. Colorado at West Virginia, give me Colorado. In the Sun Belt, Georgia State at Coastal Carolina. Give me Coastal Carolina. And in Conference USA, Kennesaw State at New Mexico State. Give me Kennesaw State, my alma mater, to win the football game. Okay, so I have left myself some time to talk about the college football playoff, which is amazing. I did such a good job. I deserve a pat on the back. I want a raise. Okay, so here's what you got. You got number one, Ohio State. Number two, Indiana. These are the college football playoff rankings. Number three, Texas A&M. Number four, Alabama. Five is Georgia. Six is Ole Miss. Seven is BYU. Despite the fact they're undefeated, they have one, two, three teams ahead of them with one loss. Keep in mind for that. Texas Tech is number eight. Same deal with them. Nine is Oregon. 10 is Notre Dame, 11 is Texas, 12 Oklahoma, 13 Utah, and 14 is Virginia. So only the top 12 teams, right? But the way this thing is shaping up, you've got Memphis, who's probably, or South Florida, probably going to be your top two contenders to get into the college football playoff from the group of five. So that's going to take one team out of the top 12. So if you cut this thing off at the top 12, Your games, your teams to get in with games would be Oklahoma, 12 backwards, Oklahoma, Texas, Notre Dame, Oregon, Texas Tech, BYU, Ole Miss, Georgia, Bama, A&M, Indiana, Ohio State. However, Memphis is going to take a spot away. So that means if the season ended today, Oklahoma would be out. And then you're also going to have your ACC winner, which I don't think they're going to be ranked inside the top 12 either. So that's another team out. That would currently be 11, Texas. So Texas would be out. And then things get weird because at number 10, you've got Notre Dame sitting there who's not going to play in a conference championship, but they have pretty well, the College Football Playoff Committee, all the powers that be, have said that, you know, Notre Dame can still get in without winning or without winning a conference, playing in a conference championship game. And then they took it a step further these past several months and said, if Notre Dame goes undefeated moving forward, they will get a first-round bye. That's not gonna stand up long-term. I think that's a temporary solution just because Notre Dame's putting some pressure on some folks. But none of the conferences are going to – the Power Four are going to keep going along with Notre Dame not playing in a conference championship game, especially – and getting into the college football playoff and especially getting a first-round bye over a conference winner. Not going to happen. But currently, Notre Dame would be your cutoff. So you'd have the ACC winner, and then you would have your group of five, which is probably South Florida or Memphis, and then your ACC winner is either Virginia, Georgia Tech, or Louisville. It's going to be one of those three, I think. And so what you would end up with, one Ohio State, two Indiana, three A&M, four Alabama, five Georgia, six Ole Miss, seven BYU, eight Texas Tech, nine Oregon, and then it would cut off at 10 Notre Dame, and you'd have your group of five and your ACC winner. The interesting thing, Ohio State and Indiana, if they're going to end up playing each other in the Big Ten championship game. So the loser of that game is going to fall down in the rankings. They'll still get in. And they may still even get a home playoff game in the first round, maybe. But the loser is going to not get a first round bye, and they're going to fall down in the seeding. So you've got one Ohio State, two Indiana. It will not end that way. There's no way possible. Then you've got four SEC teams back to back here. Three Texas A&M, four Alabama, five Georgia, and six Ole Miss. Same thing. Texas A&M, Georgia, and Alabama, right? And Ole Miss, I guess, has a shot of sneaking their way into the back door of the SEC championship game, but more than likely not. So more than likely, we're talking about Texas A&M, Alabama, and Georgia being our likely candidates to get to the SEC championship game. So two of those teams, again, like Ohio State and Indiana, are going to play each other in the SEC conference title game, so the loser is going to drop. So, again, it will not end up with those four SEC schools back to back to back to back. Somebody's going to fall. And then you've got seven BYU and Texas Tech. Both of those are Big 12 teams. If BYU wins against Texas Tech and wins the Big 12, I think they've got a good shot of getting in. I think if BYU loses and then beats Texas Tech later, I still think they've got a chance to get in. If Texas Tech loses, take it back, their only shot is through the Big 12 title game. They would be out. If BYU loses to Texas Tech and then loses a second game to probably Texas Tech in the Big 12 championship game. That would be two losses, and they would be out. Point I'm making is this is almost an elimination game for both of these schools, especially Texas Tech. BYU still got some wiggle room. Texas Tech does not. If they lose, Texas Tech is not getting in unless they win the conference. Number nine, Notre Dame. Or number nine is Oregon, and then 10 is Notre Dame. I think Oregon's in a really good spot, if you ask me. They're probably not going to end up playing for the Big Ten championship game. And if they can win this week and continue to, you know, to march up the rankings, and then when they come out with the final rankings, I think they've got a really good shot to get in somewhere. I feel the same way about Notre Dame. Two losses, but Notre Dame can't lose again. Notre Dame cannot lose another football game and then make a claim to the college football playoff. Heck, be honest with you, I don't even think they should have a claim with two early losses to get into the college football playoff. I just don't think that that's worthy to get in. And I know the field kind of says, well, you've got Texas behind them with two and Oklahoma behind them with two and so on and so forth, but I just don't like it. I don't like it at all. So these things are going to change. Who knows where we'll end up? I've got an idea, but I don't have enough time to get into how I think things are going to transpire and how I think things are going to end up. Maybe next week, when things aren't so chaotic and I don't have so much content to throw at you, we can get into it.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. Football season is here and we are going long at Jessup Furniture. Living room suites, dining room suites, patio furniture, luxury furniture at outlet prices, all the brands you like, Universal, Hooker, Ashley, and more. Jessup Furniture, over 50 years of helping people just like you. 651 Scranton Road in Brunswick, just down from Old Times, 912-267-1897, and look for daily deals on both Facebook and Instagram.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.